Making a Deal Under a Tree on this moment of Indiana history. Given the drastic transformation of Indiana's landscape over the course of its settlement, it seems unlikely that a single plant might serve as a bridge from the 17th century to the present. In South Bend's Highland Cemetery, however, the link remains in the form of a massive stump that was once the mighty Council Oak. The landmark, also known as the Treaty Oak or the Witness Tree, was already a centenarian when the first white man set foot in present-day Indiana. While exploring Lake Michigan's southern shores, Frenchman René Robert Cavelier Sieur de La Salle came upon the mouth of the St. Joseph River and made his way down to its south bend by 1679. Here, La Salle would have easy passage by land to the Kankakee River, which ultimately feeds into the Mississippi. But first, La Salle had to seek protection from the natives. The Council Oak provided the setting for the signing of two peace treaties with Miami, Illinois, and Potawatomi chiefs, who pledged to join forces with the white settlers to fight the Iroquois. Pledge in hand, La Salle was free to explore the Mississippi and claim new territory for France. Although the original tree succumbed in 1991, Council Oak Jr., planted in the 1960s from one of its namesake's acorns, continues to mark the historic spot. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Support comes from the Indiana Historical Society, Indiana's storyteller since 1830, connecting people to the past by collecting, preserving, interpreting, and disseminating Indiana history through historical resources, statewide educational programs, publications, and activities. Information at indianahistory.org.